What is up, everybody? Happy 2019. The Investor's Journey podcast is back. I had a lot of people reaching out to me thinking that the podcast had ended, or it didn't. All right. It's been a crazy, crazy month with the holidays, with everything. I actually went on vacation, which I haven't taken one of those in years, and decided to go to New York, back to where I grew up and everything. Spent about like 10 days over there. And I thought, because it's 10 days, it's a long ass time, I was like, I'm going to have some time to pop out some podcasts. Well, that didn't happen. We were really doing a lot of stuff the whole time. Had a great time. But unfortunately, didn't get a chance to do any podcasts. And then I get back to San Antonio, and I get sick because we have this beautiful thing going around here called cedar, and apparently I'm allergic to that. Never in my life had I had any allergies until I got to San Antonio, so that really sucks. And for those of you that have never had any issue with cedar, it kind of makes you feel like you got the flu, the cold, you can't speak, you can't think, you have this massive pressure behind your eyes and your head. It was complete crap. So I felt like complete shit and still had to work because we still have a business to run. So that's really the beauty of this podcast, why I'm so excited about it and why so many people like it, because this isn't the BS that you see on Facebook, right? You guys have seen already that I put out exactly what happens. And while a lot of people think that investing in real estate or being an entrepreneur or your own boss is so attractive, you know, you can set your hours and this and that, they don't understand that whether you're sick or not, you still have to work. You still have to do things, because if you don't, your company stops producing. You understand? I mean, you are the income of your company. We are not at a point where this company just runs on its own. Now, thankfully, in Prime Home's place, I have a business partner, John Barr, who can step in whenever I can't, right? So at least the company never stops. But what we're doing right now, we're doing so much that it is too much for one person to handle. You know, and any aspect of this business that you let go for even a little bit can set you back months. Because that's one thing I can't speak for every business, but in real estate specifically, it takes a very long time to start creating that snowball effect people talk about. But people say, they always refer to that snowball effect, like it starts off as a little snowball at the top of the hill and you let it roll down and it becomes massive when it hits the bottom. To me, business is the opposite. To me, is you start with a little snowball at the bottom of the hill and they'll get big, but you got to push that bitch up the hill, right? Like, running a business doesn't get easier as you go. There, you get different areas, you get different challenges, you start making more money, you start having more issues because now you got to manage that money, you got taxes, you got employees, you got to figure out how to keep growing, how to keep expanding, how to keep protecting your business. So now you have this massive snowball that you can't let take your eyes off of, because then it'll start rolling back and getting smaller again, you know? So that's exactly where we are. We're in a point where our snowball, thankfully, is getting bigger, but it's requiring a lot more of our time and our effort to keep it going, keep it growing. So all that being said, again, I do apologize. We have some amazing podcasts that are going to be coming to you. Again, it's going to be coming on a weekly basis. And we have some crazy stuff that we're doing. We're getting into development, into some big developments. We are getting into some really interesting partnerships that I'm going to tell you guys about, how they came about, how we're structuring them, some issues that we've had with some of our projects. We're actually getting ready to close on two properties that we were going to do different strategies on. So, well, one of them, I'll tell you now, one of them I think I mentioned before that we were going to keep as a owner finance deal. So the way that was going is we actually were, a wholesaler brought us this deal that they did a subject to on. So that what that means is that they they bought the house subject to the existing financing, right? So they took over the loan the homeowner had. And they had to reinstate the loan. And that was about like 15 grand. But it was a great loan that they were taking over. So what we wanted to do was pay this guy out what he wanted and take over that loan, right? And then what we were going to do is just owner finance it out. But we never done an owner finance before. I mean, I've structured one for other investors before, but I've never done one myself to keep. So it was going to be our first time. Now, the issue that we were facing is the reinstatement and some of the work that we had to do was going to be very big. I mean, all in all, we were going to be in about 40 grand, right? So it was going to be in 40 grand, and then we had to find an owner finance buyer to come in, and we wanted them to put up a good amount because if not, we have to be out of pocket that amount. And right now in our business, I don't want to be out of pocket that amount of money, right? That's too much money to have into a property that, while it's good, it was going to generate a good amount of cash flow. I think we were looking at $600. And it had some good equity. It was still tied up in that property. And as a passive investor or an investor that, you know, they're just looking for passive income, more cash flow stuff, that would have been a great deal. But as a business, it's not a good deal for us, right? As a business, I'd rather keep that capital in my pocket for different projects to keep churning it and growing it, because we're a growing company. We're not at a point where we're coasting, right? If we were at a coasting point, yes, I would have deployed that money because that's just extra revenue. But we're not there. We're in a growth stage. And in a growth stage, we need as much dry powder as possible to keep reinvesting. So we looked at it and there was a chance, but then when we looked at it, the prices from when we had gotten it to now, they had gone up again, the value. So we're like, screw it. Let's just go ahead. Let's just put that money in, but let's flip it, you know? And turned out to be pretty decent deal. We already got it on the contract and everything. So we're going to make it was quick in and out, $30,000 we're going to make on it, plus our money back. So it's a good deal, right? And that's how we analyze it and why we went this route. So that's the point too, is that, you know, when you take real estate as a business, you got to look at these things. Now, when you're a passive investor, let's say you have a full-time job or something like that, that's a different scenario, right? I would have taken that on all day long because it's $600 cash flow. And at that point, if you wouldn't have done the work and what blah, 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 you probably would have had about $40,000 to maybe $50,000 in equity into the property. So it wouldn't have been a bad deal at all. But as a business, as a growing business, and we are still small, that is a difference, right? It does add up. It does matter. So we decided to just go ahead, fix it up, and flip it. So we have that one that we're working on, and we have this big one that we did. It was about a $90,000 renovation. That one's under contract. So we have those going, and then we're buying some lots, and we're building 4 houses in a historic district in San Antonio, and we're building another house in a nearby town called Seguin. And we have 2-3 renovations of standard houses that we're renovating that are about like $50,000 rehabs. So this all happened in December. I mean, it's been, and then on top of that, I mean, I'm probably going to do a podcast soon with my business partner so he can share his side of it. But he handles title and all of that. And it was a complete mess because every December, we get hit with a ton of people trying to sell their houses. And they're always great deals and they all want to close before the holidays. The problem is that title companies, attorneys, banks, they start checking out like second week of December. So trying to get anything done, anything closed, anything funded becomes a freaking nightmare. And that's something that my business partner had to deal with. And it was a complete shit show because, I mean, it was just, you got the holidays that were falling between Monday and Tuesday. Most people were out of the office starting like the 21st to like the 7th. So, I mean, it was insane. It was a lot of headaches, a lot of stress, trying to not lose these deals, trying to keep the money, trying to find the not even find the money, but like the people that were lending money, they couldn't lend because the sources they were using, like IRAs and stuff like that, they kept dropping the ball. So I mean, it was, oh my goodness, it was such a mess. But that's what we're in it for, right? That's the business we've chosen. And the people that will succeed in this business are problem solvers, people that can, above all this shit, keep a cool head and get it done, you know? And not many people, surprisingly enough, have a cool enough head to get it done, you know? So luckily my business partner, he was, you know, it drove him insane, but he still got, was able to get him through, while calm everybody down, because a lot of people were like, especially the sellers, you know, they were freaking out. So it was a fun time. But yeah, so just wanted to give that quick update, let you guys know we are back. There is more content to come. I got a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of things to share with you guys. So that's it for right now. And I will put these other podcasts together. We will be back to your regular schedule programming starting every Wednesday. So hope to catch you guys on the next one, and keep it. And I hope you guys are enjoying, and keep sending in your questions. Whatever you guys have going on for this year, anything you need help with, advice on, just feel free to reach out. All right, guys, catch you on the next one.